Time to talk some motoring with our man on the road, although just this week he's been beside the road, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. How are you, mate?
I've recovered, but yes, it has been an experience.
Well, tell us what happened.
Well, I was driving the new electric Mini. Lovely car. Took it up to see my old mate, Bob Holden, who won Bathurst in 1966 in a Mini, and let him drive his first electric car. But this is a car, it's really an urban car, with low-profile tyres, which don't really go well on a cut-up roads, particularly after heavy rain, in rural areas. We hit a couple of bumps that we couldn't really see, potholes, which of course looked like just a patch of water on the road, and the tyre went down, and thus began a tale.
Well, at that point you would have grabbed the jack, taken the tyre off, put the spare on, surely?
Right. No spare. Oh. In fact, no jack. In fact, no wheel brace. Now, you might say, oh, that's terrible things, but that's what the car has, because with these tyres, some cases they have run flat tyres, which means if it goes down, it's got enough strength in it for you to get a bit of a distance to try and get some help.
Okay.
But these low-profile tyres, the only way to repair them in this car is to get out the little pump that they give you in the back. You can plug it into the cigarette lighter and it'll pump it, but it also pumps glue into the car. Now, it won't fix a big hole. It'll only fix a small hole, but
yeah.
The purpose of that is to pump it up. But what I've also found out, the purpose of that is to pump it up, glue it up, but only for a short distance to get you a reasonable distance, you know, maybe 20, 30, maybe up to 50K in order to get to a place to replace the tyre.
So the result is like those little tyres that you get. I had a Peugeot 206 that had a smaller tyre that you put on if you had a flat, and you couldn't do much more than about 70Ks an hour, and you certainly couldn't do it for the entire week. You just had to get yourself to a place where you could replace the tyre.
Ah, that's the run, a space saver tyre.
Yeah.
Which allows you to change it, but not to a full tyre. Now, a mate of mine had the same problem, but his vehicle, he was testing it, he'd had a flat. Now, there's a couple of issues with that. Firstly, the space saver tyre is a smaller tyre, so if you take it out and take your big tyre off, where do you put it?
Oh, good point. Yeah, you've got to put it on the back seat. That's what I had to do, yeah.
And if you're packed up for a holiday, what do you do then?
Mm.
The other thing, is, as you've raised, is quite right. You're not allowed to go, you shouldn't go over 80 kilometres an hour. Now, he drove back from, just a bit up the country back into Sydney, but of course he went along the motorway, and of course he had to stay at 80 kilometres an hour.
Which is always fun.
Of which he had people doing all sorts of things. You know, a three-lane road, and he was on in that lane, but if there's a slower vehicle, a truck or a caravan, that sometimes, the two lanes get taken up. And if you're doing a slow speed differential comes into it. People approach it and realise, perhaps sometimes not quite at the right time, that you're doing a slow speed. He went eventually to try and calm people down. He put his hazard lights on.
Yeah, smart move. Very smart. I've got to say, David, as people that live in the Upper Hunter, it now seems to be the case that if you're going to buy a new car, the first thing you want to do is have a look at the boot, because you could be stuck anywhere. Fair enough if you broke down in Rose Bay in Sydney, but if you broke down on, up in Murrurundi, you've got a fair drive before you can get to someone who can help you.
Yeah, and you want to know how good their roadside assistance is.
Yes.
And, of course, you want to know that when does it run out? If they give it to you free for a while, when does it run out? Because the one for the Mini was a BMW. Well, it was great. They were very polite. A bit hard to get onto. It was the end of school holidays.
Yeah.
So there was quite a thing. But, extremely helpful. How can we do it? And I tried to be helpful too. I stayed overnight in Bulladela. But they would have done a great thing. I could have had rent a car for up to 7 days. I could have, they will tow it to the nearest BMW dealer plus 100K or so. So, there are good features worth looking into, just what the different packages are, because now it's not just the car clubs. It's a whole range of people and companies are offering that assistance. All worth checking.
Something that we need to be very mindful of. Well, David, I'm very pleased that you're home safe and sound and talking to us, and we look forward to talking about your motoring adventures next week on 981 2NM. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for the opportunity.